Lake Preston, South Dakota farmer Shane Odegaard raises hogs. He applied for the market facilitation program 2 weeks ago. He just received his payment. Payment is based on 2018 production. His hog payment received is half of his August 1st inventory times $8 or $4 on all of his inventory for that date.
I said, well, what do you want, or how do you want to verify these numbers? He said, well, just whatever you use for record keeping program or however you do your records on the farm, you know. So we use a computer software program called Swinebooks. And everybody's going to have a different method now, like the crop guys, you know, asking, well, how about that? Well, the FSA gal says, well, you'll use whatever you use for your crop insurance. If you're going to town with the grain, you'll use your assembly sheets that you get from the elevator. If you're going to the grain bins on farm storage, you'll use bin measurement. Says, well, whatever number you turn in for crop insurance, that number has to match what you turn in for this marketing facilitation program.
Odegaard also grows corn and soybeans. After harvest, he'll fill in the lines of his existing application at FSA. Only one application is needed for sign-up. He says it's a simple process.
You basically have to meet all the requirements to qualify for this as you do for the, you know, your farm program. But yet, you don't have to be in the farm program. I mean, you don't have to participate in the acre program or the PLC and stuff, but yet you still got to meet the same requirements.
Now, he also says if you strictly have livestock, there could be more paperwork to fill out, but it's not too much. Odegaard also says there will be spot checks and audits.
My question was, if you do get chosen for an audit or a spot check, like in our hog deal, I says, well, what are they going to want to do? And he said, well, I guess a couple of recommendations was, you know, you want to have your marketing receipt to verify that, you know, that the hogs that you said you had on August 1, and if they don't come, they come to audit you, say, 6 months from now, you know, you'll have to have marketing receipts for them to show that you sold those pigs.
For more sign-up details, visit rrfn.com, keyword, Market Facilitation Program. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.